It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's been a busy week for the general who replaced Pervez Musharraf as Pakistan's military chief. General Ashfaq Kiani held meetings with the head of the U.S. military's central command. And all week, the Pakistani army has been battling militants loyal to a Taliban commander that Pakistan blames for last month's assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Kiani now holds the most powerful position in Pakistan. In his 2 months in office, he started to make some fundamental changes while keeping a low profile, at least compared to his predecessor, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Islamabad.
For 8 years since he seized power in a bloodless coup, Pervez Musharraf was both Pakistan's president and its military chief. It was an arrangement that was at best tolerated. But the country's patience with Musharraf ran out last year when he purged the Supreme Court and altered the constitution in order to hold on to power. Swelling anger and opposition finally forced him to relinquish his army post, but the reputation of Pakistan's military was left badly damaged. Ayaz Amir, a political commentator, says Musharraf's successor, General Ashfaq Kiani, had to act quickly when he replaced Musharraf 2 months ago.
The first thing that you would expect a new army chief to do is really to try to rehabilitate the tarnished image of the army. And the obvious point to begin from was to say, all right, enough of politics. No politicians coming to general headquarters, and no military men going to politicians.
That is exactly what Kiani has done. Earlier this week, he issued two key directives. Kiani barred all senior military officers from having any direct involvement in Pakistan's politics. That includes meeting directly with President Musharraf, unless they have Kiani's prior approval. Air Marshal Azra Khan says that looks good on paper, but it may not be practical, especially for Musharraf, who has decades-long ties with military officers.
Personal contacts, personal relationship and all that, and he has contact with them, and I think it might be realistic to expect that he would cut off even his social contact with them. That wouldn't be possible. So it's a rather complicated thing.
General Kiani also has called back hundreds of military officers from plum civilian positions that were handed out as perks by Musharraf. Powerful positions in ministries such as transportation, communication, and the Water and Power Authority. Air Marshal Khan says he's pleased Kiani is trying to curb a reward system that's created resentment and militarized the government.
It's a very good thing. I think far too many officers doing civilian jobs. Even the postmaster general is a military man. So this is ridiculous.
Kiani's directives were issued while Musharraf is in Europe, trying to drum up support for his teetering regime. Analysts are split as to whether Kiani's move is seen as undermining Musharraf's position or has the president's blessing. Retired Army Lieutenant General Talat Masood, a defense analyst, says either way, it's clear Kiani is taking steps to distance the armed forces from politics and the hugely unpopular Musharraf. Masood says it's imperative to build Pakistan's faith in its military again.
This armed forces and this country cannot afford to have a civil-military divide. This is one time when we need the full support of the people of Pakistan to fight, especially this war on terror and extremism. If we do not have the support, we cannot fight this war effectively.
Kiani is asserting himself in his new role as military chief. Over the past 2 months, he has regularly visited Pakistan's tribal areas, where the army is fighting pro-Taliban militants. Unlike his predecessor, Musharraf, Kiani is seen as focusing on military matters, rather than on running the country. But political commentator Amir says it's early days. He says the military's dabbling in politics is ingrained in Pakistan. Kiani has to prove he has no political aspirations.
No, but he's taken a few steps, but that doesn't call for any glorification of Generalissimo Kiani. I mean, he's an army chief, but I don't see any reasons to glorify him. He's not the knight on the white charger that Pakistan has been waiting for, who'll step into the paint, and General Kiani on his white charger is saying, all right, I salute the Pakistani nation. I'm going to go back to general headquarters. That's not going to happen.
The calls for Musharraf's resignation from every quarter continue to grow stronger every day. Amir says a critical test for Kiani will be how long he, and by extension the military, backs the president, and how much power Kiani will assume if or when Musharraf is toppled. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.